an engineering report into a proposed barge facility at Te Araroa and Te Tai Rāwhiti show there is a pathway to resource consent. The engineering report was done by Bosco Miska, and it shows that while there's adverse effects on the environment, maybe more than minor, that can be offset by social, community and economic benefits to the people of Te Tai Rāwhiti. And of course, we've been following the barge situation for quite some time now. Last week, our whanaunga spoke with us, Tiwana Tibble. Let's get a response to, firstly, the engineering report. What do the whānau feel about the engineering report? Here to talk to us about this is our whanaunga, Ani Pahuru Huriwai. She joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe, Ani. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Tēnā koe, Claudette. O tērā, tēnā koutou ki te hunga whakaroa.
Firstly, before we go into this, the barge report, how's everybody doing down in around the coast? How are the vaccinations going?
Yeah, and to be fair, Claudette, I mean, the environmental report, we haven't actually seen it. So you know more than me about what the content of that is. And we have been actually fully focused, those of us living here on the ground, as ahika, have been fully focused on vaccinations and keeping our people safe from the virus. It will make it here, you know, when we probably in the not too distant future we'll be dealing with that.
Because we see that as much as Tai Tokoro Border Control worked hard and our Hauora into Tai Tokoro worked hard, there are now 19 cases into Tai Tokoro. One of the things, though, about that is that they did come from Auckland, and while out the whānau into Tai Tokoro, they didn't go wee wee wah wah. It just happened. There's no shame and no blame, especially with the second wave. There will be people that will be moving, and there will be people that will be caught up in this and bring it into our townships.
Aye, correct. And I mean, we anticipate, you know, down here on the coast, summertime, we know that everyone wants to come home, as they should be able to come home. We know that our beaches, our papakāinga, they all fill up with not with our own people, but also with lots of visitors. So it concerns us that the elimination strategy was eliminated, because our communities are most vulnerable without having, you know, we don't have health services here. Our nearest hospital is Gisborne, which is 3 hours away. It only has six ICU beds and the same amount of respirators. We're unlikely to be, you know, it won't be our people that are in those beds or receiving care. So it really is a massive concern for us, and we just hope that, you know, when whānau are thinking about coming home or visitors wanting to come to the East Coast for the summer, that they please get double vaccinated and that they also get tested.
Just going to the report then, and the whānau haven't seen the BOFA MISCAL report yet. I mean, but that's not a surprise, is it? I mean, the report wasn't actually written for those that are in opposition to the barge, but the report was written to justify the building of the barge. You're not surprised you haven't got a copy of this report?
Well, I'm surprised that the media who have contacted us about it seem to have seen it and we haven't yet. Although, to be fair, the working group have, and Tiwana Tibble have invited some of us to attend hui with them. However, our focus at this time in an already stressed community is on vaccinations. And we haven't had the energy, the time or the resource to consider the environmental report or any other report. What concerns us is the actions that continue to happen around us that are really yeah, I don't know what the word is for it. Highly upsetting is one of the, I guess, is the nicest thing I can say about some of the activity that continues to happen around us in regards to barge the development.
Right. So, so what you're doing at the moment, what the community is most concerned about, is the health and well-being of its people and its environment. While this is carrying on, what we're seeing is quite duplicitously, I guess a report was announced while the community was focused on real issues, on safety,
correct,
health,
yeah,
and safety.
Te tika tērā, Claudette. We, I mean, it's our whanaunga here, the ahikā here, that is our focus, is the health and well-being of our people, as it always has been. And a number of the working party would only know that if they lived here, which they don't. And so they can't see how stressed everybody is at the moment, or how... you know, how important it is that we get our people vaccinated as the first priority. The economic report will have its own, I guess, focus on, you know, they say less than minor impacts on the environment. We contest that. We don't have the legal...
They didn't say less than minor, they said more than minor. The report says while potential adverse effects on the environment might be more than minor, they can be offset by social, community and economic benefits. So they've actually admitted that there is going to be significant impact by stating more than minor.
Yeah, that's hugely distressing to us. that anything, any proposal put forward to the Crown Infrastructure Fund has more than minor effects on our community, on our environment. On a kapa whakai, that's a significant kapa whakai where they that will be impacted. It's used daily by our fisher people here in Te Araroa. And another, I mean, it's already had more than minor effects on the cultural well-being of our people, and that they expect urupā to be relocated to make way for their barge development. And that's hugely distressing and having, a massive impact on our people and of particular whānau who have tipuna buried there. And already stressed because of the situation that we have around us with COVID. So, yeah, it's madness. Absolute madness.
The fact that the report is by Boffa Miskell, also, it's a little bit like, I just want to get your whakaaro on this, it's a bit like asking a cow to write a report on the effects of its tickle in a bucket of water. You know? It's like...
Yeah.
Well, you know, you go and ask the perpetrator to write the report about its perpetration.
Exactly. That was a great analogy you gave with the cow and the tickle. Yes. And, yeah. And we don't have the resources. I mean, they seem to have thousands of dollars coming from wherever to have all of the legal expertise completely backing their case to do this development. We don't have those resources at our disposal as ahikā to do the same level of research and investigation into the impacts.
And so there's a public meeting apparently in Te Araroa on, that was last Saturday. There was a hui last Saturday. Anybody attend?
It was postponed until this weekend, we understand, on the 7th of November. It's being held not at the marae, because our marae are all closed at this time, so they're holding it at the Te Rimu headquarters, I understand, in Te Araroa.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hope that they stick to their... You're at level 2, we're still at level 3. Let's hope... Well, you know, Do you think anybody will show up?
Probably some of their shareholders will turn up, and they'll have people that bust in from Gisborne, probably, which is usually what happens. I think one of the distressing things for us as well and is the change of language, Claudette. They started off as Te Rimu Trust. Then the documentation was more around Te Whanau Kahu. Now that they've moved the proposed barge away from the river mouth and down towards the township more into the lands of Te Whanau Hine Rupe, they're now in the documentation referring to Ngā Kōpara, Arongo Mai Tāpui, because Tamatea Kui is on the Kauwhakatuakina Te Whanau Kahu side of the awa, but where they want to put the, which is Hine Rupe's sister, which is where they want to put the barge now in Hine Rupe's lands. So, the language is changing to give, I guess, them trying to claim mana whenua over something that they don't. And this is clearly a business case for a particular trust, which they should just stick to and not talk about mana whenua or mana moana, because they're not exercising that right, and nor do they, most of them don't live here. So they don't, nor do they see the impacts of what they're doing, what that's having already, without a barge, and on the people who live here.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon, Ani. Always good to talk to you about this particular issue. The reason why I also said, you know, will anybody show up, is because if you don't show up, it doesn't show that you're not in, that you support it. It actually shows that you don't support it, and you're all, and it reiterates what we've been talking about. Everybody is just busy trying to maintain the health and safety of its community. It's got nothing to do with supporting this venture at all.
Correct, and no. I mean, in level two, we all very cautious with COVID restrictions. A lot of public events and hui have been cancelled because of it. Our marais are closed because of it. And so, you know, everyone has sort of got getting used to doing these Zoom hui topa regularly, as a way to communicate and keep people informed, as opposed to expecting people to meet publicly in confined spaces, which puts people at risk. So, again, thinking through those things doesn't seem to be front of mind for them either.